It's Christmas time. Mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire and Cliff on the tree.
Oh, matron.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Geraldine.
Merry Christmas, Michael.
God bless us, everyone.
Let's chin.
Oh, chin with the mulled wine.
Mulled wine, for it is Christmas.
Tis.
And all through the house, nothing was stirring.
Not even a mouse. We know it. hi, gang. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Christmas special of Don't Play That Song Again.
Yeah.
Now, I was about to lie to you and say, we've done this because all good things have a Christmas special, and so why not this podcast? But actually, the truth is that this is our 10th episode, which was meant to come out in May.
Yeah.
I mean, should we just dive straight in on that, Jerry?
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, from A, it's time. It's finding the time. But also, I was quite traumatised by it all. I know that, I think I've got post-traumatic stress.
It was a very stressful Eurovision, I think.
It was very stressful. I think, as we were saying before, when we've met, because we have seen each other. It's not like we haven't seen
you. I can't even look at you.
I can't even see you. But I don't know, maybe because we were immersed right up to our nipples in Eurovision and past Eurovision and, you know, the glory days. We're talking Cliff, we're talking Michael Ball, we're talking Sonia. You know, all these things, and then you hope, don't you? And then
we dare to dream.
Dare to dream.
Where did it get us, I tell you? Well, we were pretty distraught. I was proper gutted.
It was, and the thing is, we were exhausted. So I just finished a show. We hot-footed it back. We were like an hour and a half behind, and we were up till God knows when in the morning.
Yeah, and I was doing Spelling Bee at the same time. We were both in shows, and we did like 3 very long episodes in the space of a week, and by the end of that week, with the result not being what we had envisaged, we just sort of had reached a point where we're like, I can't even think about the podcast.
I mean, I knew we weren't gonna win.
But I was really hoping for the top half.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just really traumatic. And then I had to listen to it all again and edit it. I've still got the a lot of the sort of stuff where we're watching, because we watched it and we record. So normally when we do this, we would switch you off to watch it and then come back and say our thoughts. But we were watching it and recording at the same time, and half of it we couldn't use because you couldn't hear the TV. And then we were just watching. We weren't saying anything. So it was just like silence and a bit of white noise in the background, and then occasionally us swearing. But if you'd like that, let me know.
We'll send it on to you. We'll email it.
We'll send it out to the lucky listeners who just want to hear us swearing. But yeah, so we've gathered ourselves now, though,
we have.
For Christmas.
So yeah, well, we left it a while, and then we'd left it so long that we hit upon the idea of let's commit to the leaving it and come back to the gang on Christmas Day.
What a glorious Christmas Day it is. I've got Santa in my bag.
Hi, we've got mulled wine. Let's talk you through the table.
Okay.
We've got Twiglets.
Classic.
We've got
staple.
Orange matchmakers. We've got mince pies from a nationwide bakery. We're not the BBC, I can say, right?
Yeah.
It's Greg's Mince Pies. They're the best mince pies.
Yeah.
They
taste the best. Other mince pies are available.
They are available, but in my opinion, you shouldn't waste your money on those. You should get Greg's.
Do you know why? Because they have I love their pastry, but also they're a deep fill.
Yes.
You know.
And they're fresh.
They're fresh.
And also, they'll be some of the cheapest mince pies that you can buy. Yeah. So this is the thing. You don't need to spend up to £5 on a box of, I know I won't say, but, you know, a posh shop's mince pies.
You can just get Greggs.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored by Greggs, but we would be willing
to be paid by them.
To be paid by them. So if there are any Greggs people with power listening, give us a call. Or email us.
Yeah.
And we will talk.
We shall. So we're not tipsy, but it is Christmas Day. You've got to give us that. So our husbands are in a post-lunch coma.
Yeah. Snoring and farting on the sofa. Yeah,
too much sherry. And so we have snuck away to spend a bit of quality time with you.
Yeah.
So should we crack on with the news?
Yes.
It's been so long, I forget. Do we have a jingle for the news or do we just do it?
I think we just do it.
Okay. If a jingle appears and we haven't really cued it, it's because we'd forgotten that one
why
exists.
I think we do have one.
Do we?
Yeah. Let's do the jingle.
Okay.
I think that Gina just never had off.
Parish notices.
It's parish notices. Oh my God, it's been so long.
I know.
Right, so first of all, let me grab my iPad of knowledge. And we can tell
you... I'm glad you said that. I wonder what you're going to say. It is Christmas after all.
Hello. Oi, oi. I'm going to look at the Twitter because they have released the information for the Eurovision Song Contest 2019, which is taking place in Israel, in the city of Tel Aviv.
Yep. Not Jerusalem.
Not Jerusalem.
As she declared final.
But as we have since learned, that is a saying. It's a saying... The Jewish saying, next year in Jerusalem.
Oh.
So that's why she said that. She wasn't actually announcing the venue.
We thought that was a big spoiler.
Yeah. And not really her decision to make. Yeah.
When we win Eurovision, I'm just going to announce, see you next year in...
Skegness.
Yeah, I was going to say Skegness.
Oh, we're so in tune. So next year's contest is happening in Tel Aviv. Semi-final one is on the 14th of May. Semi-final 2 is on the 16th of May, and the grand finale is on the 18th of May. They also have released the motto, and I'm just trying to find a tweet from John because he says things about it. Right, so John Olesand tweets, it's about inclusion, it's about diversity, it's about unity, and the slogan for Eurovision 2019 is Dare to Dream.
Mm.
Now, that's ironic because that's exactly what we did with Syria and we were thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah. But maybe we should do it again this year.
Maybe we should.
Do you think it's like childbirth that, like...
Actually, yes, I do.
That we'll get all excited when we do the next series, that we'll get all excited again because we'll be watching, you know, old videos and...
Yeah.
Cliff in his leather jerkin. And so we'll get all excited again and then just have our hopes dashed.
Yeah. Yeah, because I used to go through that year after year after year. And then you get a bit older and you protect yourself. And so for years, like obviously I've watched Eurovision and I've loved it, but I've never ever entertained the possibility that we would come anywhere close to doing well. And yeah, last year I did, because of the podcast and hanging out with you. I took the guard down and,
We were in our Eurovision bubble.
Yeah.
In our own little weird...
Echo
chamber of Eurovision.
Yeah.
But what a joyous echo chamber to be in.
It was wonderful.
If I'm going to be in any echo chamber, get me in that one.
Right. Don't talk about the fact that it's been 22 years since we've won.
That's like older than a... I've worked with people younger than that.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That is scary.
We shouldn't talk about that. That makes me feel bad. Let's not talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's move on. So,
Tel Aviv, Dare to Dream. Yes. Surrey Facts. Have you got a Surrey Fact?
Yeah, we've got a Surrey Fact.
Jingle!
Here it comes.
Surrey Facts.
I'm sorry, I don't believe that.
So, surely fact, she's been out and about and doing lots of stuff since the Eurovision, but she is doing an album. She's been, she's been doing all the sleeve notes and stuff. I mean, who knows? Maybe
there'll be a dedication to us.
And maybe we'll feature. Maybe our Surrey Facts jingle will feature.
Yeah.
Because she knows it. She's heard
she
it.
She does.
Hi, this Surrey, if you're inevitably listening.
Merry Christmas to you. Yes, a friend of mine sat next to her at an awards ceremony recently. And
Clang.
And we can confirm that Surrey does know about Surrey Facts and the jingle.
Yeah.
And the fact that even though the presenters of Eurovision 2018 tried to steal our joke and not do it very well, we wrote that joke first.
Yeah, exactly. We have recorded proof. So we will be contacting the BBC and getting royalties. That's how it works, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Cool. Joke royalties. The JRS. You wrote it,
yeah. If not, we'll just graffiti in any venues that we're in, just saying that, you know, the BBC steal our jokes.
Yeah. I mean, the BBC didn't. It's the Portuguese broadcaster, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just blame who's closest.
Hashtag Brexit.
So, as it's Christmas...
Yes.
It might be fun to... Because we've been talking about how we would love there to be a Eurovision Christmas special. Like
more than life itself.
They should... I mean, and it could be the mulled wine talking, but I don't think it is.
I don't know. I'm starting to feel a bit flush in my cheeks.
Slightly warm. But I think there should be a Christmas special. I think that we should host it.
Yes. So we're going to host a contest.
Because why... I mean, you know, yes, okay. It's a song competition, but why wouldn't you monetize it more and do a Christmas...
Diversify.
Event? Yeah.
Why do one contest when you can, you know, do themed contests on the side?
Easter. we shouldn't just do Christian ones, though, should we? Because we'd need to be inclusive. But yeah, so we could do all the different holidays.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think a Christmas special, everyone loves a Christmas special.
Yeah.
And so, and then everyone can enter Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And it can be like the charts before X Factor happened.
Yes. Yes.
Because I miss novelty shit Christmas songs and the race for Christmas number one. I mean, I'm not here to talk about Simon Cowell, but that's one thing that I'm very upset with him about, because he has killed Christmas
number one.
He's ruined it.
Not even the charts, just Christmas.
Just Christmas is dead.
So what would your... If you were going to choose a Christmas song of old that you think would do well at a Eurovision Christmas show, what would you pick?
Well, now, you would think... On the outside, that Christmas and Eurovision, there's no sort of obvious links.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Enter Cliff Richard.
Stage left.
I mean, obviously Cliff is synonymous with Eurovision and he's synonymous with Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Christmas Time, Mistletoe and Wine.
Yeah.
What was that, the big Christmas songs?
The Millennium Prayer.
Yeah, I wanted to find one that was good before we talked about the Millennium Prayer.
Mistletoe, so we did Mistletoe and Wine. Oh my God.
He's done loads. He's Why done can't we remember loads. Any of
Hasn't
them?
Hasn't he done one like every year?
Let me Google. Vamp Jerry.
I just remember the whole of my youth being basically Cliff Richard singing Christmas songs.
Right? And if he wasn't, then it was Spring and he was singing Eurovision songs.
Yeah.
Cliff Richard Christmas. We're going to kick ourselves.
Oh, we're going to feel so foolish. I bet they're all at home now going, it's this. Christmas is quiet.
I mean, yeah, these are all album tracks. I think Mistletoe and Wine
is the main
Christmas song.
One.
And then, of course, the Millennium Prayer. Wow, don't get me started on that, because he didn't write it.
Yeah, I mean, he's so angry, he just smacked the desk.
Maybe I should have less mulled
wine. Lord. Just smashing everything. But let's have... There you go.
There we go.
That makes feel better.
Yeah, so it's the Lord's Prayer, which he did not write.
Yep.
To the tune of Auld Lang Syne, which he did not write. I mean, that's appalling.
But I think it's genius. because it's like very little like work.
Yes.
But all the gain.
Well, yeah, he made shit tons of money out of doing no work.
And then, but then obviously everyone's like, oh, this is familiar. And everyone can sing it because they know the tune and they know the words.
Yeah, and maybe it's charming that the words don't fit with the tune properly.
Well, we should do one. What would you pick a tune?
Okay, God Save the Queen.
God Save, yes.
And let's do something like a poem or something.
Do something Christmassy, because then at least we've got something. I mean, he did New Year. Yeah. But then it was the millennium, so that's
what Yeah. The Night Before Christmas.
Okay. Okay,
so... Does that have copyright? Oh, it will be.
It will be. Will be by the time this airs.
Let me get the words up, because I only know the first line, really, as we've just proved with our little thing about a mouse. We don't really know this.
We don't really know.
It was the night before Christmas. I bet it doesn't fit, but that will just make it more charming.
Yeah, but I don't think it needs to fit. I think we've established that. I think it can be whatever it needs to be.
Apparently it's called A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Who is it?
Okay. Yeah. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
Nailed it.
I mean,
let's release it.
Yes, I mean, it's too late now because it's Christmas Day, but Christmas, let's do it for next, Christmas 2019.
You heard it here first.
You are welcome. And no, Simon, the winner of X Factor, cannot release that as a single. We're releasing it ourselves.
Yeah, who rue the day that he made enemies of us. Not saying that he's made it. Anyway.
No, we love
him. I digress. So Cliff is Eurovision and Cliff is Christmas.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's the obvious choice for the British entry. Yeah. But
would you do one of his old ones? Like, if you were to pick an old song?
I mean, if it's Chris, it's got to be Chris.
It's Chris.
Fuck. Take the wine away. If it's Cliff, it's got to be Mistletoe. It's Christmas Day, I don't care. It's got to be Mistletoe and Wine.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. I think if I was going to pick one to enter, it would probably be Shakin' Stevens.
Okay.
Because imagine that in the 1989 floor.
Is it 1988 or 89 floor? The Celine floor, yeah.
Yeah, the Celine floor. Imagine that on that floor. Because he wouldn't have to move off the spot.
No,
he'd
perfect.
He'd just be swinging. No,
he'd be able to stick to the brief.
Around. And it's like bouncy, but it depends what else was in this Christmas special.
Oh, now, has Celine done a Christmas song?
I don't think she has she? Do you think that we should just, let's just do this, like, however, we'll find the money somehow, somebody will sponsor it, and just get Cliff, Celine.
Bucks Fizz must have done a Christmas song.
Bucks Fizz, let's get them in.
I mean, and also, what do you drink on Christmas morning with your presents?
Bucks Fizz,
hello.
Oh my God, it's
there's
perfect.
So many links, who knew?
Yeah, but this is exactly why they should do it. They should do a Christmas special. And so, okay, so we know who's going to be performing in it.
Love Shine a Light would work well with some bells.
Oh, God, yes. That would be epic. Like, because the thing is with Christmas, you've got, like, love and include. It basically is the same message as Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do... Yeah, it's basically... I don't know why it hasn't been done.
Why are we sitting here doing this? We've drunkenly, accidentally hit on a fucking gold mine.
Yeah, we're going to do it. And then after...
John Olesand, we're going to make this happen.
And then after we've watched Christmas Eurovision, all come back to the Eurovision Cafe for a Bucks Fizz.
Yay!
Yes. Nailed it. I don't think we need to cover anything else for that.
A bit off
goodbye.
Topic,
brilliant. Lovely to see you all. Goodbye. See you next year. Should we recap?
Should we recap what's happened with this year's Eurovision?
Yeah.
With fresher, less embittered minds.
Round off
the year.
Yeah.
And then we can look forward toward next year.
Yes.
With hope.
with hope.
Right, so I've got a little, I found on YouTube, which, as ever, we will link a little montage for the acts.
So should we, how should we do this?
I think we can get away with just having this on and talking because it's only a snippet of every song.
Yeah,
which
you're
we
right.
play anyway.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We can.
So,
Let's see how this. Let's see how this sounds. Oh, all aboard!
All aboard! What was that?
Oh, so this is sexy. Sexy Albanian man.
Definitely the best singer in the competition.
Yes.
Amazing voice. Where did he come? Oh God, we know nothing.
There's a question.
Put down the wire.
Look at those trousers.
Armenia.
Cannot remember this at all.
No, what is this?
No, I remember his beard. Were they standing in?
Just to explain, we're seeing clips of their music videos,
yeah,
not the performances. So
yeah,
we're having to try and
remember
piece together who the hell they are.
Australia, yeah.
Yeah, she overdid it the night before the contest.
She did. That, yes. She looks great in a sequin.
Yes.
Oh, Austria.
Oh, he was your favourite.
He was my favourite. Don't remember the song, but I remember that he was wearing a very tight top.
I remember that he was on a Star Wars set.
Yes! He was like Han Solo.
Yeah.
He's got a good voice too. I was hoping that he would come through and win because I'd love to go to Austria. I don't remember this. This is Azerbaijan.
Was
this in?
I think that she was disastrously out of tune.
Okay. Oh, I remember this bit. Belarus? I do remember this.
Was he the guy with all the weird Halloween crap? The coffin?
Didn't he have the piano? Yeah. He looks completely different in this.
Yeah, he looks nice. Oh, many costume changes.
Wow. Okay. Belgium. Oh yeah,
this was
the
Bond wannabe song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like this, but it was never going to win.
No.
Oh, was that Belgium?
I do like Belgium. Yeah, she wants the new Bond theme. Oh, Bulgaria, yeah.
Oh, I just didn't get these guys.
Is this the
Everybody
one?
Loved it. There was a vote on Twitter last week about the best group from this year's Eurovision, and these guys won. And I'm still like, I don't get it.
No, she had the Sia wig. That's what it was.
Except she did it wrong. I can see her eyes.
Oh, I don't remember this. Croatia.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. She had that red dress.
Oh yeah.
And she just didn't quite have the pipes to pull off the song.
Oh yeah. I mean, oh, Cyprus.
Oh, this was good.
So close. She came second. Did she come second in the end?
She did, you know, because she was awesome in the semi but not as good in the final. And then Israel did the reverse. She left it all on the semi-final stage.
Yeah. Ooh, Czech Republic.
Oh,
he
this is
flossing
guy.
Yeah.
I have since learned to floss.
Yeah.
Ready for Panto.
Did you watch my tutorial video on Instagram?
I did not. I wish I had. I'll use that one.
Oh, Denmark. These were the this is from the show.
Oh, this is Les Mis.
Yeah.
David Les Mis.
With his special shoes. You know, the ones that you wear when you've got one leg shorter than the other. I love a good beard and some fake snow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, amazing dress girl and amazing voice.
Isn't she... Don't you remember she was the one that was warming up in the hotel?
Oh, yeah, keeping Suri up at night. Cheat.
Yeah. Great teeth, though.
Yes.
I said that at the time, I think. Don't remember this at all.
No, that is a disastrous jacket.
Macedonia. Oh, wasn't she the one with the dread?
The costume change. Yeah. It was awful. Yeah. And it was horrendously out of tune with her backing singer. I'm glad that we pieced that together from her being awfully dressed to the music video.
Yeah. This is a great journey we're on. Oh, Sara Aalto for Finland.
She just oversold it.
Yeah, I quite like the song, but she put too many eggs in the pudding. And it was very eggy.
It's a shame. I really thought this was going to do well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was too cool to be there.
So this is France. Yeah, but also, they did give us 4 points or something.
Yeah, they did.
So we like them. Gone up.
I mean, I love this.
Yeah.
But it is also too cool.
I love a French pop song or
yes,
a French
me too.
Rap.
Love French rap.
Yeah.
MC Solar, please.
Yeah. I'm very much into the Chris album, Christine and the Queens. Don't know if
I love her.
Yeah.
And this is Georgia. Sorry, we're just talking about French music. No. Oh, these were like Il Divo, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Il Dolvo.
Which, who's the people on the bridge? They haven't come up yet, have they?
Oh, God.
Oh, this is the German Ed Sheeran. Germany.
I mean, even though... I mean, like, he's ginger and everything. Even though it's literally like, oh, we'll just enter Ed Sheeran. I do like it.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like Mick Hucknall, only with only with smaller hands.
You're a man.
He's got massive hands.
We'll do an episode on hands.
Yeah, Eurovision hands. Oh, Greece. I vaguely remember this, but I've also just got flashbacks to the... Which is the... Is it the Greece one where she was barefooted in, like, 81 or some stupid...
Oh, yeah.
That got nil pois.
Yeah, we don't remember that one.
Hungary, oh, yeah. Now, didn't our jury give these guys... Because we normally like these kind of songs.
Yeah, also, this is the one I was like, oh, my God, it's so different. And it's not. He's performing Barefoot, Eurovision classic. And, did you just hear that? Key change for the last chorus.
Classic Eurovision.
Yeah.
Classic.
It's not different.
Iceland.
Oh, he cried, bless him. He's like 12.
Oh, yeah. It's like Westlife. But just one of them. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, this is in there. This is footage of their selection show.
Yeah.
Oh, Ireland.
Oh, gay dancers. I've never seen this music video. I've been told it's sweet. It's just the men dancing again. But in Dublin.
But in Dublin this time. On a cobbled street.
Yeah, it's slightly weirder.
I do like this one, though.
Yeah, I think it did quite well.
Oh, here we go.
Our winner.
Where's our favourite backing dancer?
There's Ellen DeGeneres.
There she is.
Language and Kim Joy makeup.
Yep. Yes. Oh yeah, Italy. This is the one where when we had the didn't they put the lyrics up, but it was just like say no to terrorism. Yeah. But they did quite well.
They did really well, yeah. I don't really know what to say about this.
I've got nothing. I like Italy.
Yes, love Italy.
This is Latvia, and I don't remember this.
Is she the one that didn't have the pipes to sing the song? It's
maybe,
her.
Yeah. Were we just rude about the other one?
Yeah, sorry, whoever you were.
Can't remember. It's been 10 songs ago. Oh, God, Lithuania, the one where they're walking
crying
across
with
the bridge.
My boyfriend and holograms.
People really like this.
They loved it.
We've scored it really high.
Now, I have a friend who is a massive Eurovision fan, and she, so we often live, like we're watching it and live Facebook messaging it. She watched it. Oh, this is Malta. But I remember this. But
yeah.
She watches it, and all her opinions were the complete opposite to mine. She's like, love this. I was like, I hated it. And we are officially experts, so...
Hello. Does she have a podcast?
Oh, Malta, this is the...
Again, people in the UK really like this.
It's because you put different legs and arms and bodies and people can't work out how it happens.
Yeah. But you do need to be in tune as well.
Yeah.
I think.
I think you're right.
But normally I love Moldova. Loved them last year.
Yeah.
With the wedding dress song.
Montenegro.
That was very dramatic.
And he's just basically... Oh, he's playing a game of chess in this video.
I mean, this is not good.
No. I don't even remember it in the night.
Oh, Alexander.
No way. With his lies about how to write a song.
Yeah.
Because we all know that's not how you do it.
It didn't work for Cliff. It didn't work for Alexander. You should just do it the once. Unless you're Johnny Logan.
Yeah.
And then, even he's only performed once.
Yeah. Or tattoo.
I like this one. But just this bit of it.
Oh,
like this
yes.
dark punk
Yeah. They kind of went like... I remember the DJ. Oh.
She's excited.
Are they the backing singers?
I think they've just won their regional, national.
Regional. That's how we think of the world. Oh, Portugal, yeah, they were trying to... Oh, this is the one with the lesbians. Yeah.
Lesbians aren't funny, but these ladies are.
They're wonderful.
Why has she sat down?
Because why stand up when you can sit down on a high stool? Oh, this is the one that she looks like Kerry Ellis.
Yes.
And didn't she walk through some mannequins?
Yes. Oh, I just remembered there was that song with that...
Cello. What? Is this the one with the cello? Where they just walk through menacingly with the cello. Is this the one...
It's the lady in the wheelchair.
Yeah, up on a rock.
Yeah, I can't remember. Something that her backing singers really did her a disservice, I think.
Yeah. She's very dehydrated. Look at her tongue. Oh, San Marino.
San Marino and the cocking robots.
But if they were... Look, I maintain that if they were big and somebody burst out of it, I'd be happy. Show us the rap. Serbia, don't remember this at all. Well, maybe this is the bearded one standing in a group that I'm thinking of.
Oh.
So I don't know who that other one was.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yep. Oh, I liked
this. This is Fake Corpse, isn't it?
But I liked it that
they were better in the final.
That they stopped it for the final.
Yeah, it is good. I just got really annoyed by the pretending it had gone wrong.
Yeah. But I think, you know, they listen to feedback.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
This is sweet but dull.
This is Spain.
Very intense singing.
Very intense.
Like, literally snarling at each other.
Yeah. I hope they don't... Oh. Now, Now, this is Sweden.
This was quite unpopular, but I loved this.
But I hear this everywhere. I was in Itsu, played this, and I'm going, how do I know this? Sweden's Eurovision entry.
Yeah. Oh, this is my favourite, I think.
Yeah.
It's a great song. The way they staged it was amazing. Yep. I know that he was a bit cringy, but...
His trousers were just too tight. This is Switzerland. I don't remember this at all.
Oh, this was Just Don't Wanna Be.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Yeah.
She was good, but I don't even think she made it through the semi.
You said semi. Oh, Netherlands, the country one. I mean, I have a soft spot for the Netherlands.
Being
and also
there.
A bit of country. Wow. No, I haven't got a bit of outlaw in me, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yet.
Oh no, was he the piano on fire?
Oh, he's the piano on fire guy.
So who's the other guy? Oh man.
No, we're rubbish. We need this recap. Yeah, he broke all the rules.
All the health and safety rules, and we've spoken about this at length. Oh, sorry. Breaks
well
my heart.
It
breaks
does. Stupid protester and silly juries.
I'm still not well.
They put her last.
That's the recap. Save the best till last.
Too bloody right.
Yeah, that was shocking. So we spent the whole day avoiding the whole hour and a half that we were behind avoiding spoilers. And obviously, when we were watching the show, we weren't on Twitter and stuff because people live tweet. Some bastards live tweet stuff like. We did in the semi-finals. But so we did, and somebody sent, I can't remember whether it was, I think my sister sent me a cryptic, like, oh my God! And I was like, I can't look at that message. I don't know what it was. So I knew something had happened, but I didn't know what it was. I thought it would be like a Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
But no.
We wish.
But didn't she cope well?
She honestly, my heart... went out to her because she coped so well in ridiculous circumstances for any performer to have to deal with.
And that was the hardest bit to edit because we swore
a lot
in that, and I just, it was gratuitous and I had to take it out.
Yeah, I mean, you'll go back and you'll hear lots of swearing. You'll be like, she didn't take it out. No, she did. That is how much.
Yeah, those are the bits I couldn't take out.
but such was the level of our shock.
Yeah. But it was a good... Do you know what? There were some really great songs there.
Yeah, it was a good crop.
Absolute shit, but also...
Yeah,
so
but also
great.
We love the shit as well.
Yeah. Is it,
unfortunately, there was nothing that was, like, truly atrocious.
No. There was nothing... Do you know what? This is complete tangent. But you know in our... Because we should also talk about our favourite moments from the series, which we will do. But you know when we did the backing singers and we spoke about... was it 1983? With the women in the 80s, had all their dyed hair. I was watching a Eurovision show. Eurovision show. And they were talking about that they were hated. They were, like, hated by the press and stuff because they thought that they had... faked it, that they'd mimed and stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember the story now, but yes, I saw that as well on one of those Channel 5 most shocking
Eurovision moments. Where we get all our material from.
Obviously, we remember it in great detail.
I don't know why I got onto that just then, but it just popped into my head and I don't know why.
Out it came. out it came. Lovely.
So, let's use that as a stepping stone to your favourite moments.
From the series. I mean...
Or favourite episodes. Or just everything. Favourite everything.
Greatest hits. I particularly enjoyed when we watched the fainting guy. Is it Latvia? Lithuania?
I think it's Lithuania.
Lithuania from like 2011
that
or something.
That was just... Oh, that, yeah. That was episode 5.
Yep. Should we play it for them? Should we remind them of the madness?
Do you want to play the song or do you want to play our reaction to the song?
Oh, no, like let's give them like the last 10 seconds of the song and then our reaction.
Okay, let's do that now.
You're welcome. So give it all and give me strength. Oh, I hope that you watched it. I mean, for me, that is the magic of what Eurovision is about.
It still kills me, though. Every time.
Just, I mean, perfect. I mean, and all wrong and awful, yeah. But also amazing.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, man. Who, I don't even know your name. Well done.
I don't know. I don't want to know his name because I think that would ruin it.
Yeah.
I don't want to humanise him in any way.
He exists but for our amusement.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your favourite bit of the series?
I liked episode 2 with our seconds because Michael Ball and Sonia, but Michael Ball because I had forgotten. Obviously, I remembered it at the time. That makes absolutely no sense. I remember watching it. But I'd forgotten how amazing that song was and how amazing... Just like the bells, da-da-da-da, yeah, which...
That could work for Christmas.
If you go onto our Twitter page, you will see the gif I created of Michael Ball doing the bells.
Pointing at the bells.
Yeah,
it's a great song. We're biased, obviously. And I wonder if maybe we should launch some kind of official poll. But I think that is the greatest Eurovision song that didn't win.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will say things like congratulations and shit. But for me,
no.
It's Once About Time.
I don't mean to be controversial, but I prefer Power to All My Friends.
Do you?
Yeah.
You prefer the jerking?
Congratulations. There's just something about his spaghetti legs that he does. There's something about it's a really crisp vocal. It's really good. Like, yeah. If you listen to it...
We didn't stop to say hello to one of his mates. And he does tune congratulations. He's so smug that he's won. It's like, hey, yeah, hey, guys.
But I just... Yeah, the outfit, the Flash Gordon-esque outfit, or yeah. Doctor Who assistant outfit, the legs, the dance moves, and just... It was just, you know, it was a good, solid Cliff Richard song, if there is such a thing.
Well, Jerry, throw the listeners a bone. Pick a thing that we can play for them from the series. What, do you want it to be a bit of Michael Ball or...?
I think it's got to be Michael Ball.
Of course.
It's got to be Michael Ball. Enjoy! One step at a time.
Japes we've had.
Oh, Mickey B.
Hopefully we'll get him on the show.
Yeah,
next year.
That is going to happen because if you build it, they will come.
Yes.
I hope you all did the bells then.
Yeah, I mean, I did.
Ding, 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 ding.
And it's Christmas, so you've got to do the bells.
I know. We were going to do a shorter clip, but then we thought, no.
No. Please don't sue us.
No, it's all right. We didn't play the whole thing and we're talking about it.
Yeah. So back to Christmas. I've got you a Christmas present.
Can I open it?
Yes. Also, just to set the scene for you guys, I've just poured fresh mulled wine whilst Nikki B was on, and we have our Greg's mince pies.
Oh, mince pie! I'm gonna shove that in my face. Let me get okay.
Just rip it. Oh, just rip it. To be Emma Thompson. It is a CD.
Should we play a clip of Joni Mitchell now?
Push the tears back into your eyes. It is a CD, but there was no promise of a gold necklace, so I hope you're happy with it.
I'm so happy.
It is, just to tell you guys, it is the Eurovision Song Contest album from Stockholm 2000, which I happen to own, and it's pretty good. But more importantly...
Now I own it.
It's the one with Don't Play That Song Again on.
Which is where we began.
Yes, with Nicky French. And Nicky French is like, but it's got some great tracks.
It's got some corkers.
Wonderful German song, Wadi Hadi Doodi Da. Always a classic.
Should we play that?
We'll find a clip of Wadi Hadi Doodi Da.
Right, I'm going to play that for you now. See, classic album.
Really good. You've got the winners, Fly on the Wings of Love. It's a great song. I love the Malta song on this one, Desire.
Yes.
Check that out.
Yes.
It's jam-packed for a Eurovision fan. If you were going to buy one, I would start with this one, gang.
This is a corker. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is better than a gold necklace. Because what would I do with that? Nothing.
Wear it.
Sell it.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad I got you the CD.
Right, it's you.
It's me. it's a top or a, it's a t-shirt.
Yeah, read it.
It says love, peace, if you remember from the series, is the Swedish piss take of all Eurovision winning songs.
I was going to buy you a hamster wheel as well, but I thought,
oh my god,
maybe next time.
Is that because there's, oh no, that's a peace symbol, and that's a heart. I wondered if one of them was a hamster wheel.
Well, I mean, you could.
I'm just going to tell people the yellow one is a hamster wheel, not a peace sign. That's a man in the hamster wheel.
You could get a photo of you on the back in a hamster
and
wheel.
And Michael in a hamster wheel. Should we play them a quick clip of Love, Love, Peace,
Let's
peace?
Do it. Let's do it. Favorite moment. You're welcome. I want them to present all the time.
They were great.
Yeah.
They were really great. Not awkward at all.
They've had their baby, haven't they?
Oh, well, yeah, because they were pregnant last March, so they must have.
I would hope so. Otherwise, it's a gestation period of an elephant. Not that I'm comparing her to an elephant, because she's not. She's gorgeous and wonderful.
Just because you want a husband.
And she's an elephant, Mons. Come to me. I look like a hamster. Well, that's good. Congratulations for when you gave birth.
It's getting weird. What's next on the agenda? We've done a review. We've done Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to do... I think all we're left is the competition.
The competition. And this is what everyone's here for.
It's the climax of the series. We've made you wait at least 48 minutes.
I have had at least two people...
At least two people,
and one of them was me, asking when... Like, had they missed this episode? Because they wanted to know what had happened to the competition.
Actually, I've had a genuine person ask me as well. Just the one.
I mean, me was me. Me was me.
You were two, so surely there's also a genuine person.
Oh, yeah, no, there was a genuine one, yeah. Yeah. But it was probably my husband. No, it wasn't. it was a genuine actual person that wasn't related to me. So this is where we are. We're doing it now.
Right, so I've got the tea cozy of joy. Right. All the names are in there. Now, just to fill you in, gang, because we never like to do things simply, we couldn't decide on this very important, momentous occasion who gets to pick it out of the hat. Because as you know, we take it in turns to pick out of the hat, but there's only one pick today.
Yeah.
So we're actually, just to heighten the drama, we're going to pick a name each, and then, in traditional Eurovision style, we're going to play rock, paper, scissors to see whose name gets to be the winning name.
Yeah, okay. So
right, ladies first.
I'm no lady. Okay, I have picked.
Okay. I've got one. That's the rustle there.
okay, so rock, paper, scissors. After three.
Okay.
One. Okay, we both did scissors. We're going to do it one more time. God. Somebody's got to win this time.
I went for scissors again, but Jerry went for paper, which means it's my paper, which I threw on the floor.
So the winning,
slow down on the mold wine.
The winning, I would do a drum roll, but instead I'm going to do some bells.
Do a bell roll. Do a bell roll.
And the winner is
your vision. Spelt, no, just to be clear, in case my diction is a bit slower from the wine. So it's your and then comma, your, and then the word vision, as in to look. So not the contest, your vision. I mean, that is, and it's from Carol of Streatham.
Thank you, Carol. Congratulations.
You win. You win, and you will have a writing credit on the song that we are now going to write.
Yep. Which we will, we're thinking 2020. That's when it's going to go. We want to go big
and hard.
So 2020 is, and also that works because it's vision 2020.
Hey! Oh my God, the layers that we're going to grow into. So also the closing date for UK entries for 2019 was October the 26th.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
So early. So when we were still in our stupor, we can't even think about Eurovision. Yeah. So we missed that. Sorry, gang, and Carol especially. Yeah. But we will get this written.
This is fate.
Yeah, because 2020. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. You're so quick.
I'm so quick and clever. Should we see what the runner-up?
Let's see what almost won.
Okay. Here we go. I love my violin playing grandmother's peace drums. Well, what a shame that I'm rubbish at rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
This was from Jen's.
This is our first entry.
Yeah. From Jen. Sorry, Jen, but you win pride because you...
Almost won. And as we know in Eurovision, it's better to come second.
Yeah, well done, you, for coming second.
You're the real...
Yeah, we're not going to do your song though. Okay. Well, congratulations and to everyone that entered.
Yes.
And who knows, maybe you could write the song that you entered yourself.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's all write all of them.
I'm really excited about this though. Like, we've got the eyes thing. We've got the wordplay. There's so much we can get out of this. So... confession time.
Yeah.
I actually have written prospective entries for Eurovision before.
Have you?
I have, with some friends of mine, Kid Marley and Alex Young. They now write stuff
properly. Yeah, they write stuff properly.
Kate and Alex compose, they write music and they write shows.
Should we put their Twitter in our
Let's put their notes? Twitter in, and maybe they'll let us put a clip of one of their songs in. Because they write beautiful stuff. But, so we wrote two songs. One was, it was very Sophie Ellis Bextor. It was a while ago.
Of the time.
That was called Disco. And the other one that we wrote, which was fun but slightly xenophobic, was called...
Is that the one that I've seen in the video?
I Love Your Love. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like, for joining us on Christmas Day, I hope Kate and Alex don't mind. Let's play the chorus of I Love Your Love.
Oh, here we go. Stupid words that don't make sense. It doesn't matter. Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we never actually officially entered it.
Mm.
But I like the idea of, you know, I love your love. It's very Eurovision. Mm-hmm. And in multiple languages.
Yeah.
So we had English, obviously, German, French, Spanish and Welsh.
Mm.
Because there's not enough Welsh in Eurovision.
There isn't.
So
we should put that.
Thanks also there to Griff and Ron for their linguistic contributions.
Yep.
But check out Kate and Alex Compose because they're awesome. And admission, we were meant to have them on the show. They were going to give us tips on how to write a song, but it's Christmas Day, so
apparently their families are more important to them.
As if. So when we were going to do the show back in May, they were going to come on. So we will have them on a show next season.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Because we're big fans of theirs. But obviously, they're allowed to enjoy their Christmas without talking about Eurovision.
So we should talk about next series.
Yes. So we have no date yet of when Eurovision You Decide is. But I'm presuming March.
Yep.
Because that tends to be when it is.
We will be back for then. Very excited for the next round of Eurovision. If there's anyone, we're going to try and get loads of people on. Because, you know, we're a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, we're absolutely not. But this time around, we have something. We can say, look, listen to an episode.
Yep.
And if you don't think it's atrocious, come on. Whereas before, we were just like, hi, we're no one with nothing to show you. Do you want to come on our show?
And we got 2-3 people.
We did go us.
Yeah, yeah, well done. So for now, enjoy the rest of your Christmas day.
Yes.
I hope Father Christmas has brought you everything that you ever wanted. And if he didn't, then maybe you should have been better behaved over the year. Just saying.
Yeah.
Because he knows if you've been naughty or nice.
Absolutely. It is a behaviour and reward system.
So have a lovely rest of the day. Enjoy the turkey that you're going to eat for the next 3 weeks.
Oh.
What
are you going to watch tonight? I miss Christmas. I want Christmas Downton. Mm. I don't think they should make a movie because Christmas Special Downton was like a mini movie.
Yeah.
They should just have been. They just make that. Christmas specials every year. I appreciate you don't want to make the series anymore, but give us Christmas Downton.
What is going to be the Christmas? What is it? Like,
I don't know.
Is the thing to this? I haven't even paid attention.
Oh, well, Doctor Who, I imagine.
Well, yeah. I do actually really like her.
Me too.
I love it.
So, yeah, we've got Doctor Who. So we'll be doing that if we are still conscious. We've drunk a lot of wine making this episode.
I can't even think straight.
This mince pie is so good, but I actually can't finish it.
I just inhaled mine.
So much.
I inhaled it.
You really did.
It's gone. And hardly any of it is down my front or on the floor. So that is a win.
Yeah.
I've won Christmas. So we've got 3 months to get over Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back. We're not
we'll
even
back.
Three. Probably.
No, like two, maybe a week.
Oh, that's not as long as I thought.
No.
I need to stop drinking.
Get in the gym. Get ourselves show fit.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we can do it. I'm qualified now, so.
Cool.
We can do it. Oh, God, nearly spilt one.
Right, we're going to let you get back to your families and your presents and turkey and Doctor Who or whatever Christmas special floats your boat. Someone dying on EastEnders,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Thank you for your unending support.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful year and we've really, really loved doing this and we hope that you've enjoyed listening.
We can't wait.
And we'll see you in a few months with a song.
Woo!
Whoop!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Bye!
Bye!